Earlier this hour, we started a contest for what is called Game Day Ironworks. And Jennifer posted this on our social media accounts, which are Twitter or Facebook, and you can go see what this is. It's a sign for your college team that lights up.
Mm-hmm. And they're about a $400 value. And we also have a coupon to give away for, you know, you can order them yourself off their website and get a nice discount. You can find that those details on Facebook as well.
Okay.
But, you know, we ask people to send in a text. Are you a Wildcat? Are you a Sun Devil? And people are pretty passionate about that. So would you like to know the current count?
Yes. How are we doing?
We have 21 Wildcats and 36 Sun Devils. One from UCLA and two Lumberjacks. Nice try. So we'll keep going to the end of the hour.
They don't make a Lumberjack one. It was U of A or ASU were our options. So if you're an ASU fan, text Sun Devils to 411-923. If you're a Wildcat, text Wildcat to 411-923. And at 10 o'clock sharp, we'll cut it off. And whichever team has more texts, sounds like Sun Devils are winning right now, we'll pick a random winner from that text bank, and you get your own free Game Day Ironworks for your college team. But we were in the middle of a conversation with Mike, and it was to sheathe or not to sheathe the entire house. And you know what I'm going to do? Jennifer said, who could we send him to answer that? And I'm like, well, he can only answer that himself. But I just had an epiphany. Here's what I'm going to do, Mike. You have a pen?
Yep.
Take down this number, 623-465-7083. That's Jake's Custom Framing out of New River. He's been framing projects for us at least 30 years.
Okay.
I will tell you, it's not going to make a difference on the resale value. But what I would ask Jake is, look, if you were building a home for yourself, Jake, based on all the projects you've done and callbacks you've seen, is it worth the additional investment to sheathe the entire house?
Okay.
And that's from somebody who's been doing it probably close to 50 years.
And he'll probably say yes.
I don't know.
But I will. But I'll get it. I appreciate that.
I don't know. So. I don't know that he will, because I have not seen a fully sheathed house, maybe one in about every 40. And there was a time
really?
They were all being sheathed. And about 20 years ago, you started seeing that go away. And there was a lot of times we had air conditioning contractors that would not do flexible ductwork. Absolutely would not. And those guys, absolutely, that's all they do now. So building has changed. Building science has changed. The building manufacturing products has changed. And I don't know that he will tell you that. In fact, I'm going to make a note to myself to call and ask him as well. Real quick, a couple more Father's Day gift ideas from the National Hardware Show. You put together a list?
Well, I kind of have it in several sections. So I broke up about 30 of our own referral network guys to kind of help you think through, hey, maybe I want to do a big project for Dad. Maybe it'll take a couple years, but let's make up a plan. So I have some ideas for maybe shade, maybe hardscape, maybe just comfort things for the backyard, hangout things, maybe some things you want to do for the garage. So you can look on it's on our website. It's also on Facebook. You can link through there. It has all the links you need. And just to look there and give yourself some ideas. Another good idea I thought for Father's Day would be any of our staycation providers like Coyote Odie, Sphinx Date Ranch, give me another one, Soretta Candy, just any of our people that participate, because that'd be all local stuff you could give. It's always fun. Do try to give local. I think that's adds a little thoughtfulness to your gift.
And Sibley's West and downtown.
Yes, absolutely.
Chandler or Gilbert?
Chandler.
One?
And Chandler. They're on the list as well. And then
they specialize in only Arizona-made products.
That's right, and just a store full of them, anything you can imagine. And then lastly, I do have a list from the hardware show, just some real affordable little finds I found that even the kids could get for Dad, that are kind of thoughtful. And, of course, you can always go out to eat, so, and eat local.
Take them out.
Yeah, and I made a list there of some of our favorite places across the state.
Next is 10 o'clock hour. It's our On the House hour. We've got the Power Hour with Rosie talking one of his favorite things. He'll join us in studio, talk electricity and power and where our power sources in Arizona come from. So he will be on his soapbox for just about the whole hour.